Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Yeah! Coming to you once again, I'm so excited, from the Stateside Theater on Congress. It's right near the Capitol, in Texas's capital, Austin. Pretty good at this without my notes, aren't I? Oh, shit, wrong side. Hang on, so many sides, this piece of paper. I love South by Southwest because I get to see lots of movies. But the main reason that I love South by Southwest is because it's in Austin, Texas! That was much smoother. We'll cut out that other rambling part that I did before. It's Saturday, March 16th, 2019. I put a lot of Austinites on the guest list. And thank you guys for showing up. If you weren't here, still be nice people here. We'd still have a nice time, but filled it up a little bit, and I appreciate that. Because, like, normally, we're on Saturday, like, at 4:20, and so we get a slightly bigger crowd in here, you know, because we're not going up against the premiere of Pet Cemetery. Like, I mean, I always love doing Doug Loves Movies. I never, ever, while I'm doing it, think that there's anywhere else I'd rather be. But they put a goddamn premiere of the new Pet Cemetery next door. It's practically, it's like we'll be able to hear some of that shit through the wall, probably, coming through from the good old Paramount. But anyway, I am very, very happy and excited to be here, and I want to see what the name tag situation is. There will be Brian on the bowling pin. That's a classic. We've seen that before, and on a stick. You really know what you're doing. Hereditary, that's, we've seen that one before, right? Good job, Terry. Friday the Tobey. Your name's Toby? Yeah. Yes. So instead of Friday the 13th, you're Friday the Tobey. But you have an amazing hockey mask with lots of holes in it. And then what part is it? I can't see the bottom. Oh, part three, Doug. I wish I would play three parts in a Friday the 13th movie whenever they ask. Wild Wild Jess, that's an art project right there. That's straight off the refrigerator. Also, this Army of Darkness, Darknessa. That's awesome. Turn around and show everybody that one. You don't have to stand, but look at that. And, oh, it's even got a thing, a little holder on the back so she can just stick her hand in it, not get all, what would you get from holding a name tag up for too long? Carpal tunnel? Really? And then there's a young lady here just holding up her festival badge, which does not count. We don't need no stinking badges. It's all these art projects that matter. And this guy, what is that? Just you're just holding up a pet copy of Pet Sematary just to make me feel worse? Why do you have to keep fucking rubbing it in, dude? I'm here for you guys. I don't care about that premiere next door. But what'd you change it to? Pet Sematary to what? Pet Sematary. All right. It's no Hereditary, but I'll take it. But anyway, great job, everyone. And we can bring the house lights down now so that I can't see anybody anymore. Perfect. It's so weird. I've seen lots of movies in this theater, and now I'm just sitting on the stage and there's not going to be a movie. Oh, they got my logo up there. That's nice. Doug plugs, Indianapolis, it's happening. There's a new Helium Comedy Club in town, and we are going to have a gas when I do stand up on Saturday, March 23rd. That's a week from today at 4:20. And special guest Jeff Tate will be there. And I'm doing Doug Loves Movies Sunday, March 24th at 4:20 at Helium in Indy. Doug Loves Movies is back in L.A. on Tuesday, March 26th at UCB Franklin at 9:30 p.m. And we're returning to the Comedy Cellar at the Rio in Vegas on Sunday, March 30th at 4:20. For all my dates, we just added shows in Philly, D.C., and Baltimore. Go to DougLovesMovies.com. I mean, I really thought that it wouldn't be perfect because, you know, there's plenty of people here that are just attending a film festival and came in here going, let's check out this movie. And you're like, this is the longest goddamn intro to a film I've seen at this festival. When is he going to start the Doug Loves Movies movie? Which is something that I should make because there's probably some people out there listening that can never get, you know, they're never close enough to the town I'm in doing the show when I take it out on the road. So it'd be great to be able to share this with everybody. But people say to me all the time, not all the time, once in a while, you know, why don't you film these shows? Why don't you make it a video as well as audio? And it's because I love audio and podcasting and the idea that, you know, some people can only listen, they can't watch. And so I'm doing this for them. So I don't know what you guys are, because no, I thought I really expected applause there. So too late. in the prize bag today, I went nuts and brought a lot of stuff. I'm glad this guy's back in his seat, because I was like, where did he go? Because he didn't come back with a drink. So drink was under his seat. I get it. He went to the bathroom because he's going to reload. He's going to drink that next drink. Oh, so a shirt from my friends at Magical Butter, a shirt from my friends at Doug Loves Movies. A dude in Dallas gave me a bunch of these wallet caddies. It looks like a stack of credit cards, but you could put stuff in it. Hide it from the po-po. Oh, my God. Funny story. I was... After a show at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz downtown, I was walking down that alley behind it, which if you love the smell of pee, check it out sometime. And if you just want to get back there and really soak it up. But I was walking down that alley, and I was walking by a group of, like, in a circle of people all passing stuff around and smoking. And this is, you know, 10 o'clock last night on a Friday night during South By. And but also coming down the alley are several cops with people in cuffs that they're arresting, and they're just taking them to the other side of the alley. But I got to see one of the cops look at the smoking circle and go, "Pay attention!" Because none of them even looked over at all these cops walking by. And he was so pissed, he was all, "Pay attention!" And then something to the effect of, it's like, "Take that somewhere else," you know, something like that. I was just like, yeah, because somewhere else is the, you know, the back room at almost every place, every business in this town. Just go back there and smoke. But anyway, that was hilarious and awesome. And I've got some, I don't even know if these have expired or anything, but I've got some coupons for Amy's ice cream. They're gift certificates. They don't even say how much they're for. Oh, wait, one small ice cream with one crush in or topping. Yeah, so there you go. There's two of those, so date night. Now, this is crazy. I was recently on a cruise, a 311 cruise, and a lady came up to me, and she's like, "I want you to have these books." And I was like, okay. One of them is called E-Dating, the Old School Way, A Comedic Guide to Online Dating by Maura Stone. And the other is Secrets in Seduction by Cherry Blossom. And she's like, "I wrote both of these books." And then with a little investigating, it's really fun because one of the books, where is it? Let's see. Yeah, here we go. The Cherry Blossom book on the back says, "Cherry Blossom is the Annie East Nin of the 21st century." Yeah, that quote was from Maura Stone. That's why you should write more than one book, you guys, because you can write a nice review about the other book and be on the back of it. So check those out. Those are going in the prize bag. Also, I got lots of fun wristbands from people on the 311 cruise, and I'm going to fling some of those out into the crowd during the show today because I want to have friendship with all of you. And I can't wait to get my three guests out here. It's always fun finding out like who's in Austin and can do the show. And three buddies of mine turned out to be available. Again, there's no ladies on this one because I'm really trying to fight the matriarchy. That's not why. There was a lady that was going to be on canceled today because she got a better gig. Please welcome Owen Edgerton, Doug Millard, and Har Mar Superstar. Woo! There they are. Oh, yeah. Right in that guy's shoulder. Sorry, sir.
Doug, did you already ask if any of these people thought they were in line for Pet Sematary?
That would be so funny if someone is just now realizing this. Pet Sematary.
This is going to be such a weird beginning.
You're far more Stephen gruesome, King book. For sure. Let's just reenact it. Actually, we're just going to do a Q&A about Pet Sematary, but we haven't seen it yet.
Oh, right into his hands.
In our version, the cat lives. Isn't that a better story?
Why are you sitting here spoiling it?
Oh,
the other one. Why are you spoiling the original?
Sorry, I thought the title.
That's like saying after Rocky II comes out, this time he wins. You're spoiling two movies at once.
Spoiler alert. Eddie Furlong doesn't do too many movies after this one.
Oh.
It's okay. I like Eddie Furlong. Yeah. I wish I'd see him in more things, but who knows?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Macaulay Culkin has a podcast.
He's back.
Yeah.
Doing it up.
Let's meet my guests individually. Starting with a gentleman, I think he was first to speak. Might be the winner of tonight's Pete Holmes Award.
Oh. I've always wanted that award.
I interrupt along with the Master Pancake Fellows, Leprechaun, a new Leprechaun movie every year. We've been doing it for like 7 years now, and we couldn't do it without this man because you want the Leprechaun to be present. It's Owen Edgerton, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
I don't know what that guy yelled.
I know.
It sounds
Clover toe.
It sounds positive.
I think he said clover toe. I don't know. That could go either way. It's kind of positive.
Yeah, last night Owen had on some leprechaun pants that were really, he had like a male camel toe, whatever they call that.
It showed the wage of the pot of gold.
I think it's called a moose knuckle.
Yeah, there you go. Other. Oh, I thought a moose knuckle was just like a bigger camel toe.
That's actually kind of like those turtles that you get like as a Christmas present sometimes, the chocolate and peanut treat. Turtles.
What is? What's happening?
I don't know.
What are you saying?
I'm hanging out with Doug Benson, you guys. You know what's happening.
All moose knuckles are treats.
Turtles.
Anyway,
keep
so
cross my legs now.
So that became the drinking game phrase to yell out Owen's clover toe.
Clover toe, which really means
which
I have four testicles.
It was clever.
Wow.
And it's good luck to blow on them.
Wait, why?
With a clover, you blow. I'm blowing over a four leaf clover.
All right, we got to see
this.
I've never heard that part.
I'm not
Irish. I know
that
get four leaf clovers are good luck, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Four clover testicles.
And then I'm just going to.
Doug, sorry. Who's next?
I was trying to pose for this photographer over here.
Yeah.
What?
It's going to be good because he, and please put on the caption that Doug loves his Tito's.
Doug loves Tito's, your next podcast. Sponsored by AA.
My Doug Loves Tito's podcast will have questions like, is his name really Tito Beverage? And the answer is yes. Boo! Nice.
Wow.
I haven't hit one empty seat the entire time. Let's say hello to Doug Mellard, everybody. Second best Doug in the world. After Doug Stanhope. That's what I get sometimes. Do you get either me or Stanhope when people come up to you?
Yeah, and none of any of us are alike at
right.
all.
Right, but once you've said Doug, who cares what the last name is?
Yeah.
There's not that many of us. Just go for it. You know, I always take it as a compliment.
Yeah, I'm named after two Dougs.
What?
Yeah. My dad said his two best friends were named Doug, and he was like, I never met a Doug I didn't like.
Oh.
Right?
Right?
We're
likable.
So he made a Doug.
Yeah. He fucked my mom till he made a Doug. Fucked her hard.
Yelling Doug all the time. Doug, Doug, Doug.
Let's make this fucking Doug.
I'm gonna Doug in you, baby.
Peace and love, you guys.
Gave you the Doug bug.
It was a 8mm snuff film. My mom's dead. Yeah, it's real dark.
Doug. Stop spoiling Pet Sematary.
Yeah,
that's Harmar Superstar.
Hello.
I might call him Sean from time to time, so don't get confused.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have two names.
It happens, you know, because we're friends.
Yeah.
And, it's weird calling you Harmar Superstar.
Yeah, especially since I require that you say the entire Harmar Superstar.
Or like you should tell people it's Mr. Harmar Superstar.
Harmar Superstar is my father's name. You can call me Sean.
I like it. And thank you for being here. You always come and sing your heart out here all over Austin during South By and other times.
Yeah.
But you have like a 1 a.m. show tonight?
I do. It's the only Harmar set of the festival that
oh my
we're
God.
Doing. It's at Cheer Up Charlie's. So
Yeah, I've been with my new band Heartbones all week playing shows with a duo that I have with Sabrina Ellis of a Giant Dog and Sweet Spirit. Yeah, it's a very fun band to be in and to write songs for.
But tonight it's just you. It's all you.
It's all about me with the other like eight dudes on stage.
How many layers do you wear to start?
I don't know. It's a little chilly here in Austin these last couple days.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll probably be a jacket, sweatshirt, some leggings, maybe some other leggings, maybe I don't know.
But it's just amazing the precision with which the show moves along.
Exactly.
Through the you taking off layers of clothes. You really pace it nicely.
I just try, it's for photographers to know what point of the set I was at.
It progresses to more and more moose knuckle as the show goes on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it'd be a perfect flip book, you know.
Sean, what'd you bring us for the prize bag this
okay.
time?
I've
been on the show a bunch
of
times.
Shit. I'm
you
gonna
always
just
think about it. You always bring something
I thought really far ahead. On the street, on the way here, I got some branded sunglasses by Jump Scooters. I'm just going to keep handing this stuff off to you.
Got those for free?
I like those.
I know you're going to keep half of this stuff. And I found this on the actual street, DJ Tazi's mixtape, The Bay is in the Area, South by Southwest edition. Hosted by Mr. Fab. I don't know if it's good or the content is anything I agree with, but I'm guessing probably amazing. Brought some Heartbone sleep masks.
Oh,
I got two for you, one
for
Alicia.
One for me,
and you.
One for them.
Yep. Did I just do something weird? A Heartbones patch, okay. I know, I just sort of like threw this together, but I went way too overboard. I got so excited about you guys, I wanted to give you stuff. A Heartbones Dirty Dancing shirt. Yeah, we did
beautiful.
It 2 ago.
Yeah, Heartbones does a set where it's all entirely songs from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, we've retired, you know, that, but we still do Hungry Eyes because we have to.
You have to.
I'm not going to just bring it out. It's a wrapped up. It's a shot glass that says Keep Austin Weird, because obviously.
We are weird.
A Texas Doug license plate.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my girlfriend's suggestion, Laura. Yeah,
he stole that off of my old car when I lived here.
Yeah. Your tiny, tiny car.
Sorry, and I went way, way over. And so I got a $10 Taco Bell gift card here, plus 100 pesos. So
shit!
100 goddamn pesos.
That's crazy. Let me have that bag, too, though.
Yeah,
that's
going
to come in handy. Put all that stuff back in there. Oops, I dropped the Heartbones patch. What do you got for us, Doug?
So I got some merch from my favorite local Austin band, the legendary Riverboat Gamblers.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. You guys know them?
Woo!
They're amazing. I got a couple albums and an EP. Two on vinyl, EP on vinyl, full album on vinyl, and one on CD. And then I've also got my first album on compact disc, because I know all the kids are playing that these days. It's called Fart Safari. And then I've got a digital download card of my latest album, Fart Safari 2, Fart Harder. So, and I'll be recording my third album, Fart Safari 3, Fart Hard with a Vengeance, here in Austin next fall. So.
Yes.
Are you eventually going to do A Good Day to Fart Hard?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know what to do after 5, though, right? There's just 5?
Yeah, what was 4 called? Oh,
Live Free, or,
live
fart
free
hard.
Or Fart Hard.
Yeah.
I think they're doing prequels soon, though, right?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
So,
prequels?
I gotta make another album.
Yeah, it's called Farted Hard.
That's awful to do a prequel to Die Hard, because the idea, that would mean in the first Die Hard, he's like, I've been in worse. I've been in situations like this before. It's cool.
Yeah, he's like 7.
And who plays the young Bruce Willis, or hopefully just he does, try to play himself younger.
Yeah, they made Sam Jackson all young for Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
So true. Anything can happen at this point.
Yeah.
He must have been working out for weeks to do that.
Captain Marvel?
Weeks. Just a couple weeks.
At least.
Do you wanna, what do you have for the bag, Owen?
I found this in that alleyway you were talking about.
No.
Behind the Alamo?
What is this giant garbage bag full of?
It's a bucket of piss.
I don't know why they chose to piss in a bag, but I appreciate the efficiency. I usually like try really hard for stuff when I come on your show, Doug, of like good gifts and everything, good prizes. And I was like gonna bring actually a Blu-ray of my movie Bloodfest, but I know you all own it already, so that's not true. I couldn't find it. But then I was like, oh, I've got something perfect. And so last night, Doug was mentioning, we did Leprechaun Origins. And for those of you who don't know, which I'm presuming is all of you, Origins doesn't really have a traditional leprechaun. It has like a little monster leprechaun. He's like a green little golem kind of puppet. Not the best made puppet that kind of runs around and eats people.
Can you do me a huge favor?
Yeah.
Put that microphone down.
Yeah.
Go up into the lobby and put that on and then run down the stairs with it on.
This is a podcast.
I know, that's why I love it.
This is for gag.
I want the people in the room to have a special experience.
It's all the listeners.
I mean, you can just put it on right there, but because last night we're doing the leprechauns thing.
Was that like a weird, you know, kind of move because he's dressed too nice? You wanted to.
Well, he's got a nice jacket and a tie and everything, so it might not match very well. But he also went out the back way. He didn't go up to the lobby, so we'll see what happens. But when he had this thing on last night and was running amongst people in the theater, it was simultaneously hilarious and terrifying because he was knocking glasses over and shit.
I came like 3 times. I thought it was hot.
You were there last night?
No.
You're just telling us what you did instead?
That's what I'll be doing later, too.
Now I'm wondering what he's up to, because it shouldn't take this long. He might have just left. He might just be mad at me. He just took off. This is really suspenseful now.
He's squeezing in.
Maybe he got lost and he's going to run out in front of the screen at Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
There's not enough of that, like, 50s, you know, horror movie things where, like, the Tingler and stuff, like, and where they'd, like, hire people to dress up and then run through the crowd.
Oh, my God.
You know, that sort of shit's terrifying. That's what I'm saying, dude. Do you have a microphone? That was loud and clear.
That's what he was doing last night, Doug. He was terrifying all of us.
Is that God?
Although, again, the listeners probably couldn't hear him, but...
He's dead, right?
All right.
Wow. For sure.
I mean, now it's going to be really interesting because I'm thinking maybe he's taking that whole suit off.
Wait. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
God damn.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm a wee green lad from out of town.
Get that lady. Get that lady right there. Get her.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
If only you could see this. I hope you don't edit any of this for the podcast either, because...
We are reenacting Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
And he also can't see very well.
Yeah.
So that's why he was knocking glasses over last night. It's because he can't tell where he's going.
I mean, I'd be sad, but if he broke his neck, I'd also laugh really hard.
So
those fucking weird hands...
So, yeah,
it's a cow mask turned inside out and drawn on. And it's there. You go. There's the steps.
So I'm trying
over
to
here.
Good God!
All right, he's back up on the stage. Oh shit, don't hit my table.
So
that's got some. That's
in
got
the
a
prize
sharp
bag
edge on it.
Is an interpretive dance by a weird cow monster.
He did it. There he is. It's really Owen, everybody.
Well, you put the feet on and everything.
I did.
You know, most people could not see your feet when you're.
Had no idea.
I don't know why I started with the feet, but I forgot to put breath holes in the trash bag, and I was having a lot of trouble breathing or seeing anything.
That's how children die all the time. Pet cemetery again.
This is why Leprechaun Origins was the least successful Halloween costume of 2018.
Man, you have shit all over your face. I don't know what is that.
I'm That's scared. Just his face.
Oh.
So, anyway, my prize today is the handmade but amazingly accurate mask and arms of Leprechaun Origins, one of a kind. Now containing both my sweat and vomit.
People are running from the theater after that. Or they're like, wait, this really isn't Pet Cemetery.
And my cum, remember?
Oh, oh.
I do right. remember.
Sorry. So I'm not going to put that in the prize bag. They can carry that separately, whoever the lucky winner is on this show tonight.
There are people shaking their heads going, not me.
Now, since you went to all that trouble for me, Owen, I appreciate it.
Sure.
So
done.
I'm going to take a moment to talk to you about your latest project, because you have a new movie that we shall be able to see soon.
That's right, I do. Thank you. I have a new horror movie that I filmed called Mercy Black, and it is about to come out. It's actually going to be available out where...
Is something coming out of you?
It'd be amazing if a leprechaun came out of my mouth. Anyway, it's Mercy Black's coming out really, really soon. For reasons I don't quite fully understand, I can't tell you exactly when or exactly who's distributing the film, but I made the movie with Blumhouse, and it's a very, very scary movie, and it involves children hurting children and monsters. So I think you're going to love the fuck out of it, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. I'm really actually really proud of this one.
All right. Well, once you have... Once he has more information, he'll tweet about it, I'll tweet about it, and we'll let you know where to see it.
We'll all tweet about it, let's promise, right? We'll all watch the movie and tweet about it.
There's some good tweeters here today, because a lot of these people are here because I just tweeted, hey, let me know if you want to come. And we made a list, and I think they all got in.
That's the exact sentence I used to meet my wife. Let me know if you want to come.
Oh. The mic drop is reserved for successful jokes.
Well, but it was like a droopy mic drop.
Yeah, it was really just...
It was like, wah, wah, yeah.
Boom. Okay, quick question for each of you before we get to the game portion of the show. We'll start with you, Sean, because Owen needs to take a drink and a breath. Wow, and you left your tie on through that whole thing, too.
Left my jacket in the lobby. It's probably gone.
It's a nice jacket.
Thank you.
Oh, there's no way it's going to be there when the show's over.
Things I do for you.
Sean.
Yes.
What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, man.
Was it here at South By? Or?
No, I didn't see anything. I'm trying to think. I didn't even think about this. Can you skip me for a second so I can remember?
It's a tough question.
Like, I know.
When somebody says to me, what'd you have for breakfast this morning? Like,
exactly.
Give me a minute. Can you give me 3 minutes? Can you give me a three-minute egg? Three-minute egg! Doug, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Captain Marvel.
Yes!
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Do you have positive feelings?
It was Captain Marvelous!
Yay! See, that's how it's done, Owen. Oh. You gotta say something amazing like that.
fucking gem.
So good.
I just kill myself right after that. Good night.
Oh, don't.
Oh, sorry.
No, you'll ruin it for all the Dougs.
No, it was great.
Everybody would be sad about our name. I'm glad you liked it, and I can't wait to see it. I'm just at a film festival, so I'm seeing film festival films.
It's action-packed, and the comedy's really good, and I'm excited about, like...
And Sam Jackson didn't bother you?
It was weird that they made him out to be, like, 4. Like, he's 4 years old in the movie.
What?
Yeah, it's like that... Yeah, it was like a little freakish, but it's pretty obvious that it's, you know, it would be
strange. So a four-year-old Nick Fury's just hanging out?
Yeah, he's like the tag along.
With Captain Marvel? Like I heard they never say the words Captain Marvel in the entire movie.
I yelled it throughout.
Okay, good.
Arc
because that's the way I'm going to be. That seems remiss in not mentioning it. I just every once in a while, this is Captain Marvel, if you're wondering what movie we're watching.
It drove me nuts. I was just like, Captain Marvel! I can't think it. Say your name. Sorry, that was very loud.
Are there scenes at the end? Do we have to sit through the credits?
Yeah, some good ones.
Okay, that's all I need to hear. I hate it when they don't. Every once in a while, they won't have a scene, or it'll be a terrible scene. It doesn't mean anything.
It's worth waiting for.
You're stuck watching all those people who worked so very hard to make a movie in their one moment of glory. Yeah, that's a waste of time for sure.
Thank you.
I'm talking about like 15-minute credit sequences. At the end of Venom, they just showed a scene from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is great. I love that movie, but I didn't need to see a whole scene from it at the end of a movie that barely had anything to do with.
Yeah, that's true.
I just wish it was a scene from like Meatballs or something even more random. You should check this out too if you like.
Casablanca.
I saw a movie today called The Peanut Butter Falcon, and people here at this festival are loving it. It was really entertaining. I enjoyed it a great deal. But at the end of the screening today, they were starting the Q&A. They like start the Q&A sometimes while the credits are still rolling. Yeah. And then a post-credit scene came on, but the sound was off. Then the directors also go, there's two directors on stage. They're just like, oh, don't, just disregard this. We're going to cut this. We're going to cut this bonus scene that we threw on at the end.
That's the best.
But you guys got to see it. And then they described what was happening in the scene. Sounds funny to me. I would leave it in if I were them. Because that'd be weird just to have a regular narrative film that's not part of any series.
But then they have to go to
series.
They have to go to every theater and do that fake Q&A every time where the sound is off and it's like a whole production.
That did make it more funny. One of the directors of that movie was barefoot on stage, and his like 5-year-old daughter came up on stage, was dancing around while he's trying to answer questions. It was the movie and the people who made it were very entertaining.
Awesome.
Yeah, I had a nice time. Shia LaBeouf's in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's the star of it, and I couldn't be happier about it.
And a young Samuel L. Jackson. He's in all the movies now.
Yeah, he's 12 in this one.
Yeah.
Up and coming. He's got a career ahead of him.
Owen, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, funny enough, we saw a movie last night, of course, Leprechaun Origins. It would have been the last movie I've seen. And what a way to die if that was the last movie
I've seen. Oh, no, yeah. Let's skip to the one before that.
Yeah. I saw a movie after. I got home pretty late, and I was like, I got Shudder. Do you guys know what Shudder is? Like, mm-hmm. horror? Yeah.
Yeah, Shudder's awesome. Thanks for bringing it up. It's the sponsor of this episode.
Oh, well, hot damn. So I love Shudder. So I got home last night and I watched Let's Scare Jessica to Death, which is
that's a classic.
Fucking great. And I'd never seen it. It came out in 71. It's a really weird kind of mental weird movie and vampires and country living and New York sex, and it's great stuff. Lots of 70s type sex style. And I watched that last night.
Big bushes?
You mean the presidents?
Like Barbara Bush had a big bush.
That's what I.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Barbara's bush.
I keep wanting to make a joke, but they're just horrible. There was no pubic hair, I gotta say. I was like, for a 70s movie, there was very little pubic hair.
Huh. I don't like it.
You mean you just didn't see people naked from the waist down?
Well,
they weren't shaved.
Well, I don't
know. That wasn't a thing yet.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't a thing yet. Yeah. They just didn't show it. It wasn't like Don't Look Now, which has like so much pubic hair. It's like top billing.
It's weird that we're sitting around making a bunch of Bush jokes and you're acting all like that's gross and then you keep saying pubic hair. To me, that is so much more disgusting than something fun and fluffy like a bush.
There's nothing
at
gross.
At least say pubes. That's kind of cute.
That's inaccurate. I'll call them what God called them. Pubic hair. Love Nest.
It seems like your education wasn't good. Seems like you might have gone to pubic school. We got to play some games. What's your answer, Sean?
I just remembered the last thing I watched was Skyscraper, and I fell asleep. You know, halfway
through. Because right, you're like, where's that damn rampaging monkey? When is he going to show up? All right. Thanks for your answers. Thanks for your honesty. And your complexity, but now I have to say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, we got some name tags out there for you to choose from. Some people will try to hand you their badge, but unless it's platinum, don't take it. It's not gonna get you into anything, especially at this point. But,
go ahead
and grab your name tags. While you do that, we'll do this. Going to that sponsor I mentioned earlier. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by our friends over at Shudder. Shudder is a premium streaming video service, super serving fans of all degrees with the best selection of horror and thrillers. Shudder has the largest, fastest growing, human curated selection of thrilling and dangerous entertainment. Shudder also has their own original podcasts like She Kids, the 10 episode nonfiction podcast hosted by Adrienne Barbeau, which released on March 1st, just in time for Women's History Month. This show explores everything from the beginnings of horror, where women were kill fodder, to the standalone modern women of horror who broke the mold and the dynamic actresses from those films. These unique and richly interesting conversations will take us from Babe in the Woods to Badass with a Shotgun in a way that only the women in horror, women who love horror, and women who examine horror can provide. Guests include Barbara Crampton, Dee Wallace, Jennifer Tilly, and many more. To check out this show or to experience Shudder's other great content, head over to Shudder.com, that's Shudder.com, and use the promo code DLM for a free 30-day trial. That's Shudder.com, promo code DLM for a free 30-day trial. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, we're back. Hey, guys.
great job. Let's see what you picked, starting with you, Sean.
I went Hereditary because the artwork is just fantastic.
It's classic one. It's classic. Really, Jeff Tate's really beautiful as the little girl in Hereditary. And yeah. They got Dale Cheeseman and me and Chris Cubis on there. And it's really well done.
And it's autographed by you.
Yeah. No, he's already, his name tag's already been chosen. Did
oh,
you
man,
win?
Oh, man, I didn't know. You didn't win? See, I want to bring it home
okay.
for you.
He's going to bring it home for you, Terry.
Yeah, that's, I think that's the goal here.
Yeah, you're going to win that disgusting leprechaun costume.
Yeah.
But not unless Doug has something to say okay. about it. You picked one of the creative ones that I enjoyed out there in the audience, Doug. Tell us about
it. It's Army of Darknessa. So, and that's one of the best films ever. God, I love it. I love the way you think. And it's very textured. It's very soft. It yeah. makes me feel safe. Feel it. Seriously.
People named Doug
soft.
Like textures. We're very,
wow.
very yeah, really, into, the, into touching rubbery. Things. Yeah. Okay.
I like it when you guys touch my sign.
Yeah, take it off your lap. What do you got there, Owen?
I believe it's a softball. And it says a number of different things on it. Should I just read all of it?
I guess.
Okay. Because it says positive push.
Oh, this is. Yeah. I know what this is.
And then the second part, too?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are our dear departed friend, Brody Stevens, the comedian. Those were some of his catchphrases. And he loved baseball. So now I'm gonna start crying. That's an awesome yeah. thing to do.
That's rad.
And what's the name on it?
There is no name on it.
That's fine.
So it's just a ball you happen to have with Brody Stevens exclamations
wanna,
on it. What's
you
your name
it?
Though?
Katie.
Okay, Katie. That's good.
That's a good one.
We'll remember.
Well, now she has to win.
Katie, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. Just put your name on it next time. Or you're trying to preserve it as a. You don't want your name on there. Okay. You did the right thing. Let's start with a game that I like to play whenever I'm in Austin because that's where I learned to play it. It's Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb Woo! Game. Oh. 101X. By the way, I will be podcasting with Jason and Deb from the Kung Fu Saloon here in Austin on 6th Street tomorrow. From about 1 to 3 o'clock for our annual. I get together with them every St. Patrick's Day and drink too much too early. So I know the listeners are not going to hear this in time to make it out, but we'll see some of you guys there. This game is based off of the IMDb site. I'm going to name...
What's that?
It's a site that it's those initials stand for I am Doug Benson. And it's a site that I created so that people can find out all the things I know about movies.
That's very helpful.
So there's a lot of things are missing, a lot of information's incorrect. But on the IMDb page, they'll say best known for each performer, each actor or actress. They'll say best known for and list four things. So I'm going to start naming four things that are on somebody's IMDb page. Buzz in with your own name when you think you know it, and then guess. And if you're right, you get points. But if you're wrong, it's negative 1 point. You might want to listen for a few titles.
If I say Doug, you're going to know it's not you, right?
Jumping in there. Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because if you jump in with Doug, I might just blurt out the answer. So I don't want anybody to get confused. So that's good. And yeah, and then once you do, like some people blurt out their name and the answer all at once, but just in case someone else is, you know, neck and neck with you on yelling names.
Doug.
What's happening? You're both wrong. But negative one for each of you.
I win!
Yeah. You didn't win yet.
Oh.
All right, let me get a pen out because I really am going to keep track. This first. Oh, and you get bonus points for naming additional movies that are in their top four, but that's after you get in and get it right. Yeah, get to that later.
This is weird, too, wow. right? IMDb is kind of weird about this.
Oh, yeah. The algorithm is, nobody knows what the fuck is up. Plus, people can, if you get IMDb Pro, you can go in and change your own.
What you're known for?
Top four, yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh.
So sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, Nicolas Cage picked those four.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Harmar Superstar, known for Top Gun.
Oh, no, you have to be in it. You can't just pick things you're known for that you're not in.
I remember.
I think they do double check on that.
He was in that volleyball scene.
Yep. Yep.
I remember.
I was actually great. Everybody in the volleyball scene.
You were so good.
Pre-Eddie Murphy, you know?
Okay, so here we go. The first movie that this person is supposedly best known for is a film called Nebraska. Then the second title is The Hateful Eight. Then we've got...
Sean.
Sean, what do you think?
Is Bruce Dern?
That is correct.
Fuck. I was going to say Laura Dern.
What a weird guess that would have been. So close and yet so far. So that's 1 point for Sean. And now, Sean, you get to guess two more movies that you think are in Bruce Dern, the great Bruce Dern's top four.
God, now I'm like blanking. I was so surprised that I remembered his name just off the top of my head right now.
I hope he's listening to this.
I haven't been
this,
thinking yet today. Skyscraper. The Land Before Time.
You know, he would improve either of those.
That's negative two.
We don't take away on these.
I'm in the bonus layer.
These are just bonus points.
I'm basically in like the South by Southwest gifting suite of the level of the game.
But of course, he was in the Tom Hanks classic, The Burbs.
Oh, God.
And he was in a little thing called Django Unchained.
Oh.
Yes.
From the same director as Hateful Eight.
Spielberg.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you only got 1 point on that, Sean, but that's one more point than these other two guys have. Next round. The first title is a motion picture called Sideways. Oh, also a theme might emerge, but I'm stressing might. Because I don't think you guys will recognize the theme, but I know about it. Some people in the audience will get it, so don't yell out when you figure it out. So the first movie, Sideways. Lots of actors in that, so I see why you're waiting. Second movie, Spider-Man 3.
Oh, Mr. Marr.
What?
Sean. Sean.
You tried to call his name? Whose name did you... Sean?
Thomas Hayden Church.
That's right, yeah. Thomas Hayden Church. That's correct.
Dang it.
Why did you say someone else's name?
Yeah, did you just want me to go?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, oh yeah. But then I got it right, so that was perfect. It.
But you were picturing him in your head, and you just couldn't think of that name?
Yeah, I thought it was Thomas Hayden Churchfield. I don't know.
Churchill.
It's kind of not fair if the guy has three names in one.
I know.
That feels...
Yeah, and they're all first names, right?
Yeah.
Church?
Yeah.
Church, yeah, it's in churches.
So now you get two more stabs at other...
Okay.
Other, as I like to call them, THC. Other films that he's done.
Does it have to be films, or can I say wings?
You could say wings. You could say divorce. I wouldn't recommend either.
All right. Oh, okay.
Saying them, not watching them. Watch them all you want.
I honestly only know that he was in Wings. I'm trying to think of like...
was his big start, yeah.
God.
He was in Divorce.
And Wings.
Yeah. He was in Love once.
Can we just do our favorite quotes of Lowell from Wings?
Oh, his name is Lowell. That's good.
Wow.
That'll be the one thing I remember.
Yeah. I just like that the audience knows you know something.
Carlito's Wings.
Are you done guessing?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you would have got these. I didn't even know he's in the last one. He's in Tombstone.
Oh, what? He's in that?
Yeah, he's in that Mustache Parade. Shit. And then he is also in Easy A.
Really?
Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, all right, but you got 2 points now, Sean.
Hey, guys.
This game is yours to lose.
This is humiliating.
Come on, Owen and Doug. Do you want to test your buzzers real quick?
Owen.
Sean.
Mr. Mar.
Stop doing it wrong.
That would be hilarious if somebody on a game show just kept reaching over and pressing the person next to them's buzzer. I think we did that to each other sometimes on At Midnight. Okay, third round starts with 50 Shades of Grey. If anybody can name more than two actors from that movie, I'd be surprised. The second title, The Social Network.
Owen.
Sean.
What do you got, Owen?
White People Fucking. And I think I know the other four movies that they're known for. I don't know.
You really want a negative one for what you just said?
Wow.
Was it really worth it? Yeah, where's your pot of points now, Leprechaun? All right. Sean did buzz in.
Dakota Johnson.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
I did not expect you to run away with this. I thought I brought you some competitors.
Well, then I'm really terrible at the next level. So,
what do you think about other movies that Dakota Johnson's been in? Just to,
Batteries
to rub it
not
in.
Included.
No.
Big Fat Liar.
No, with Frankie Muniz and
Paul
Giamatti.
I was hoping it was Paul Giamatti, the last question, so I could,
Giamatti
at least
the...
talk about Big Fat Liar for a second.
He's a blue meanie in that.
Yeah, he's painted blue.
They really went for it with her. The her next to her, 50 Shades Freed and 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, yeah, I actually forgot what they were called.
They really
too,
reduced her to just the 50 Shades lady, plus one scene with Justin Timberlake.
Wait, what was
Network.
The last one? 50 Shades what?
Blacker? Darker.
Darker.
Oh, my God.
Darker.
I thought you said, I heard 50 Shades.
50 Shades Decker. That's what I meant to say. They did a tie-in with a buzzsaw.
I heard 50 Shades Dunkirk.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Just all those dudes fucking the whole movie. Yeah.
Or not fucking, trying to write up contracts for their sex life that they can't agree on. That could be in there. There's a lot of negotiation in the, you know what? I'm going to call this game because this is stupid.
Yeah, this is a runaway.
Sean won that game, everybody. Oh. I'm a superstar.
Woo.
Woo. All right. Oh, sorry. This next game, this game, you guys, I'm so excited to get to do it again here in Austin. We did it the other night. It is, I can't tell you how many responses I've gotten about this game on Twitter. I can't tell you. Zero. But this is a game I enjoy very much. It's called Goo Goo or Gaga. Oh. See, people love it. They're just not letting me know. They're not bothering with social media. They're just letting me and my gut know that this is a great game. I'm going to name... Sean, you get to go first. We're going to go to you guys one at a time. Sean, I'm going to name a movie, and you tell me if it's got a song on the soundtrack by the Goo Goo Dolls or Lady Gaga.
This is awesome. Okay.
Or neither.
Oh, what? There's a neither option?
There's a neither option, because their songs are not in every movie, as it turns out.
Is it even other, a film if there isn't movies. A Goo Goo Dolls or a Gaga song in it? That's the question.
I don't know why they would bother to not have a Goo Goo or a Gaga.
Is there a both?
No, no, there's not a both. Not that I'm aware of.
Not yet.
I've done a lot of research into this.
By the way, Mercy Black coming out soon. Soundtrack available.
Do you have like hit tunes on the soundtrack?
Not hit. Songs?
Songs by known artists? Or are you breaking artists with this?
Known artists.
Can you name one?
Bob Schneider has a song on there. Bill Pasalacqua.
Yeah.
Are these like Austin musicians or something?
Bob Schneider's an Austin treasure.
Yeah.
We love Bob.
Well, that's what I figured, because they all clap for him.
Yeah, yeah.
The second one, not so much.
Bill Pasalacqua used to be a treasure. He moved to Indiana.
Oh.
For the music scene.
And he stopped being a treasure. He stopped being a treasure there. Former treasure, now in Indiana.
He's a brilliant folk artist. He's one of my favorites.
Okay.
He's
awesome.
He's no Riverboat Gamblers, though. Am I right?
Woo!
Oh, yes, he is.
So you got to pay attention on this one, because okay. if Sean gets it wrong, then it goes to Doug. He's got it narrowed down to two options. Oh. And if he gets it wrong, Owen, it's a gimme for you. But I've seen weirder things happen.
I'm so confused.
You'll be fine. Just be quiet for a little bit.
Okay.
When I say your name, light up.
Okay.
Sean, mm-hmm. The motion picture, not to be confused with the band or the character from The Office, Creed. Goo goo, gaga, or neither?
I'm going to go gaga.
That's the calmest anybody's ever said that sentence. I'm going to go gaga.
I'm going to go gaga.
Incorrect.
Mm.
Doug?
Damn it.
Is it goo goo or neither?
I'm going to go neither.
The motion picture Creed.
Neither.
That is correct.
Woo! Yes. On the board.
I thought he pumped himself up to Lady Gaga like the whole movie. I wasn't even listening the whole time. Sometimes I just hear music that I want to.
All right. Make your own soundtrack.
Owen gets this next one. Owen gets to start us off.
I have to start with this one. Okay.
Yeah. So you get three things to choose from.
Okay.
The motion picture Batman Forever, which, first of all, too long.
Okay. I am going to go pretty solid goo goo.
You're going solid goo goo?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Sean?
Neither.
Neither is right. No. All right. Sean is on the board over here.
That would be insane if Lady Gaga was on there somehow.
I know.
That would
be great.
She was like four.
Yeah.
With Nick Fury.
It's like Bugsy.
Doug, the film is called In the Land of Women.
What do you think? I have no idea what that movie is.
I don't mind telling you, because your competitors will hear as well.
Okay.
It stars that one guy from the It stars that one guy from the OC and some girl.
Adam Brody?
And Meg Ryan. Yeah, Adam Brody. And Meg Ryan. So that probably isn't much help.
God bless for I Am Doug Benson. It's the...
At least you know the genre, kind of.
I told goo-goo.
You who's in
goo-goo.
It. You're going goo-goo? A new-new.
Ah! As soon as you said the OC guy, I was like, oh, for sure, goo-goo. No. Nope.
What do you think, Owen?
What was the movie again?
It's called In the Land of Women.
I'm going to say gaga.
I'm going to say Nana.
I have a guess.
Sean?
It would be neither.
That is correct. No matter how you say it.
Neither.
You did it.
Neither.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Back to you, Doug.
It's for you, Terry.
The movie is called Bumblebee.
I'm going to go gaga.
Nope.
God! Oh, fuck. It was in the 80s.
Oh, what?
It's a period piece?
Oh, I'm giving it away.
I'm going to, for this particular historical drama, I will guess goo goo.
No.
I'm seeing a pattern emerging in the answers here.
What do you think it is, Sean?
I think it might be neither again.
Oh, okay, that is correct.
For the fourth time in a row.
Wait, do none of these movies, do any of them have Goo Goo or Gaga?
Listen, I have the soundtrack for every one of these movies, but sometimes I get them all mixed up in my head.
Owen, Man of Steel.
Neither?
That's correct.
There you go. Now here comes the trickery. I feel a mischief about.
I was ready for that moment when Superman went to high school and was singing. He was only a freshman.
He does a dance routine to some
Sean, what did you hear when you watched that movie?
Man of Steel?
Yeah.
Just my entire catalog. Just...
All right, Sean.
Steel Magnolias soundtrack. Sorry.
Yes.
Love, comma, Simon.
I could Simon. See there being Gaga in that film, so I'm going to say Gaga.
That is correct.
Good God.
Sean!
On fire.
It broke the chain right there, you guys. A new mischief was afoot.
A marching band plays Bad Romance in that movie. All right.
Also in The Other Sister.
Yeah. We're back to you. We're back to you here, Owen.
Oh.
Oh, I skipped Doug?
Oh, yeah.
I did? I skip him every time?
Man, I didn't even fucking know.
Well, it depends how... Yeah. You're doing great, Doug.
Yeah.
Both of you.
All right, Doug. The movie's called... Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
Neither.
Nope.
God damn it! What?
Is it coming to me right now? Because I just watched this movie 4 nights ago. I'm not proud of it.
And so you know the answer?
Yeah.
What is it?
Goo Goo.
That's right.
Wow.
Why is there a Goo Goo Doll song in a Freddy Krueger movie?
Why did you have to check your paper?
Because for the same reason I'm asking you, why is there a Goo Goo Doll song?
It's because you get a glimpse into Freddy's actual home life. Yeah. And when he goes to unwind at the end of the day, he really likes to jam out to some Goo Goo Dolls and just crack open a beer with his claw hand. He just claws open a beer.
And a nice warm bath.
He plays guitar, you know.
Just a few songs, a few chords.
Let's see if Doug, I got Sean wins this game. But
what? I've gotten two correct, aren't I?
Yeah, he got four.
Oh.
But just for fun, Doug, what do you think the answer is for Son-in-Law? It's a Pauly Shore movie.
Oh, neither.
It's Goo Goo.
It's Goo Goo.
I was going to say, man.
I thought that was too early.
You know, Pauly Shore.
Jesus. What do you think? Goo Goo Dolls have been around forever. I mean, that's the main thing, is Goo Goo Dolls and Gaga have hardly crossed over. They were both in different times.
Yeah, I thought they were like 97. Yeah. I thought Son-in-Law was like 91 or something.
And what about Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy. Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
Thank God, finally. Goo Goo!
God, the Goo Goo Dolls made a lot of money, man.
I think
just
so,
like
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, they're doing
okay.
Now
they're all dead.
Whichever
is sad. It's fucked up.
Well, they age backwards, actually. That's the thing. They're like Jonathan Winter and
Did only
Mark
one
and
Goo Goo write the songs, though? Because that's where the money's at, right? The publishing. No.
Yeah, all I think it was Goo One.
Gross.
That's Goo Two is actually worse.
It's a gross expression. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Let's decide this thing. Let's come out of here with a winner.
So Sean has won both games, though, right?
Yeah.
So we're dead ducks.
Mm.
You never know how this might go. You got a lifeline. Yeah. The person whose name tag you chose, you get to go to once. So Owen can go to Katie. And Sean can go to Terry. And Doug can go to Vanessa. What was it?
Vanessa.
But sure for Vanessa? Okay, cool. Doug, you left me hanging there.
Oh, sorry.
Goo Goo Dolls.
I was singing Goo Goo Dolls in my head.
All right, so Sean gets to go first again, but this time, legit, I'm going to do this right this time. We'll switch the order around. So it's going to go each round. It's going to go Sean.
Owen?
I want to play two, though, so it's going to go Sean, me, Owen, and then Doug.
Good.
Yeah, and we'll see.
It'd be really funny if you forgot my name.
Just read that license plate, man.
I mean, I've probably told you this before, but you don't look like a Doug to me.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I don't think anybody does. Remember George Clooney on ER? Everyone would call him Doug? That made no sense.
It was a compliment that you don't look like a duck. I just think of some, you know, guy in Canada. No offense to Canada, but they that name Doug seems to come up a lot in like Kids in the Hall sketches.
I think they say Doug up there.
Doug?
Yeah, they say Doug.
Okay.
I'll just say it right now. Fuck Canada.
No.
Wow.
Dude. I like Canada.
Good night.
It's my favorite country. Sorry, America. Sorry, U.S. Let's legalize this shit. Maybe you'll contend.
My favorite country is Texas.
Yeah. Well,
don't buy into that.
Wow.
Lemmings.
I get a point for that, right?
He had so many guns held
here,
up.
Give him one of these, though. You can have one of those.
Ooh.
It's a pretty one. Put that on. Oh, he's going to shoot it into the crowd.
Immediately rejected.
He's going deep. He's going deep.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Nice. Why did he land in men's laps for some reason? I haven't been able to get one out to the ladies. Oh, that's nice. Oh, there you go.
Another man.
There's men. Three women it came near, and then one dude gets it. It's worse than a baseball game. That's a guy, too. I'm all out. Throw them back up here. I want to do it again. Get them all back up here. All right, so for Last Man Standing...
Oh, wow.
Oh,
he didn't even want
people
it.
People are throwing them back.
What? That's they all other... came back. Nobody wants any of them.
This isn't even one that I threw. This is made out of leather or something.
Wow.
Somebody just threw some spaghetti up here.
Oh, God. There's a used condom. Yeah. What?
That just made me love humanity again. That was...
Wow.
Wow.
It's just baby steps back, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, this is for me, this one? Okay. It's got like a button snap on it.
Oh, now she'll know wherever you go.
Is that new leather acid that they're passing around?
It reminds me of when I had one of these on my ankle.
It's like Running
Couldn't
Man.
Couldn't leave the house. All right, so... like I said, we'll start with Sean. Oh, we need to get some suggestions for names to play because I don't want to decide because I'm going to play. Where's I don't know how to pronounce his Twitter name. Rideson, Ryteson, Rideson. Where are you at?
Right here.
Is that like
Righty's on Rideson?
Rideson.
Is that like Karate Kid?
Is it like Wright and Son?
And he was very clear with me. Oh, I'll be there, and I'll have a great name.
There's probably some guy in Pet Cemetery right now. Michael Douglas!
He's probably the guy who left after the whole, like, alien dance down the leprechaun
Stole
entrance.
My coat.
That reminds me, though, Bruce Dern, Thomas Hayden Church, Dakota Johnson, and then the next round was going to be Shia LaBeouf. They're all in the movie I saw today, Peanut Butter Falcon.
Whoa. Wow.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, it's got a great cast.
That's a great cast.
And John Bernthal's in it as well.
I thought it was Peanut Butter Wolf. No?
No, it's Falcon.
Okay.
Peanut Butter...
I thought it was the Peanut
You're
Butter...
You're thinking of Peter and the Wolf.
I thought it was Jif Peanut Butter. Jiffy? Is it Jif? Which universe are we in?
Maybe it was, maybe it was...
I thought it was wolfing down peanut butter like a falcon.
That old expression.
I don't know why that guy's not here. What a shame.
Oh.
Where's Matt Treanor? Treanor. Ooh, hey, Matt. There you are. The guy with the Pet Cemetery book. Pet Cemetery.
Ah.
See, I would have gotten Matt Cemetery. That's just me, though.
Are you going to throw one of these back if I give you one? All right. Oh, I like that. He held up the goalpost, so it's just going to hit him right in the face.
Oh. Hey, a lady got it.
Yay!
One step forward.
Don't take it. Jeez. Yeah, don't take it from her. Baseball hat wearing jerk. You're not at the game. No, this is intended for you. Put the hat back on. It wasn't bad. I was just joking around. Right in his goddamn hand.
That was amazing.
That was... I know you're applauding yourself, but what? Doug, you're really good at that.
Right?
That was a good shot. He's like, I caught it when it landed in his hand. Doug, you've got a skill, man.
I like doing stuff like that. Because if you miss, who cares? But you put it right in their hands, you can act like you're good at it.
There's a career in that.
I like watch those videos where like people do crazy, like they throw a basketball from like a building and you know, they try a million times, but you only see the one where they made it. I love that shit. just keep trying, man. It might go in, and then you've got it on videotape. It's so weird. But of course, this is an audio podcast.
No, I can do it if that's where we're going. I can do it.
All right, where's Matt at again? There you are. So he has a suggestion for a name. He says Billy Crystal, the great Billy Crystal. Okay. The Oscars doesn't count, even though he hosted it many times. Wow. Neither does Comic Relief.
Oh.
It's the films, or the TV show Soap. It's the films of Billy Crystal. He played the first gay man on television, I think.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Well, first outed, right, out gay man, right?
Yeah, the Hollywood Squares were full of them, but...
Yep.
Paul Lynde was in the squares. All right. Let's do it. Let's do Billy Crystal. I'm excited about this. It won't last too long, I'm guessing, and we don't have too much time left because they run a tight ship here at South By. And by the way, you know, people say South By. I just did. It's just, you know, abbreviating's fun. But if you get a chance, say the actual name of the event. It's South by Southwest Conference and Festivals. Yeah, not easy to say, but worth the effort.
Yeah.
Somebody just shortened it to South by somehow, because people are cool.
A year from now, it'll just be Seth.
If your costume has anything to do with it, it'll just be Sal.
No. It's a fucking cow head. Did we not establish that? You don't, have to applaud.
Yeah. Okay, let's play. Billy Crystal, you go first. Sean.
Okay.
What do you got for Billy Crystal?
You know, I'm going obvious with City Slickers.
Get rid of an obvious one, man.
That's all I had.
Yeah. That's all you had? You guys have a chance at this one. I'll go ahead and take it off the board. City Slickers 2.
Yep.
Oh, shit. I'm going to fuck it up. The Search for Curly's Gold? No, shut up. I'm out.
Are you out for that?
I'm out.
Oh, man.
I said it wrong. I got cocky.
Well, I'm going to let that slide for me. I'm going to let that float out there.
Oh, you are?
Analyze this.
Okay.
Well, now I'm in my head about the City Slickers. I don't want to...
Are you in your head about Analyze This?
Princess Bride.
Full title.
The Quest for Curly's Cock. I don't...
No, just the Quest for Curly's Bush. Right?
Just the first word.
Wait, what?
What's it called?
The Princess Bride?
Yes. I'm pretty sure. I don't think it's just Princess Bride. Runaway Bride. That doesn't have a "the" on it.
It's The Princess Bride.
Because there's lots of runaway brides.
Yeah.
So why would you call it The Runaway Bride? What do you have, Sean?
Analyze That.
Yeah.
Damn.
Go, Owen.
Jeez. I know there's others. Oh, have we said Soap yet? Did we say, can we use Soap?
No, it's a TV show, and I very explicitly said you couldn't use Soap. Maybe you thought I was telling you not to bathe.
Owen, I'd like you to not use soap.
Okay. let's see. Man, he's done a lot of different stuff.
Mm-hmm. He was in that one where he's all like...
Oh, it's so hard with the pressure of
Right?
Yeah, and the alcohol.
It's intense.
I can do a lifeline.
You could do the lifeline, yes. Okay. Good idea.
I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Let's go to Katie.
Katie.
It's never too early to use your lifeline.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
When Harry Met Sally.
He's in that movie. I forgot he has that cameo in that one scene. Steals
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he plays the ellipses at the end of the title.
When Harry Met... I'm going to go with that. When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, good answer. Doug?
City Slickers 4. No.
You can go to your lifeline.
I'm
going to
do a lifeline. Nessa. Monsters Incorporated.
Monsters, Inc., as some people like to call it.
No, but...
Monsters, Inc.
But some people like longer words.
She's really smart.
Let's see if that helps out our friend, Sean.
Mr. Saturday Night.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's good.
Owen?
Well, I'm going to go for Monsters University.
I knew it. I knew that.
He's done a lot of sequels. Like, no trilogies. None of his franchises made it to trilogy. But sequels. I'm sorry.
Fair showing.
I'm going to go with Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Okay, so you're out.
Yeah.
I love people going, what? Like, can you imagine on Jeopardy if people had made shock noises when somebody said the wrong answer? Huh?
And now I'm going to think of one immediately.
Yeah, because Sean's about to say one.
Yeah.
I'm going to call in my lifeline with Terry.
Oh, here we go, Terry.
Terry. Forget Paris.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an exclamation.
I don't know if that's a movie, honestly. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's
yeah,
funny
let's just
too,
say it.
He's
let's
in
say
that
it.
With Meg Ryan, and then Meg Ryan's in a movie with another guy called Paris Match, right? With Kevin Klein.
Okay.
Anyway. I love rom coms.
I'm showing off.
I can't get enough rom coms.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, Owen, you got anything else?
There were more Indiana Jones movies.
So soap, we can't use soap. Is that right? Is that
just, soap is off the table.
If we put a number of episodes together and make it a feature, would that count?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. I'll go then for City Slickers 2, The Quest for Curly's Gold.
Nope, that's not it. What do you think it is, Sean?
City Slickers 2, The Hunt for Curly's Gold.
The Hunt for Red October.
People hunt for gold?
Yeah.
I will kill it when I find it.
The painting of gold for Curly.
I can't wait to murder some
the
gold.
Search. Is it The Search?
Can't wait to take a picture with some dead gold.
The breath of Curly's Gold.
I can't believe I fucked this one up, but somebody in the audience said it when I fucked it up. It's The Legend of Curly's Gold.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. There
so,
you go.
Who won?
You did, Sean! Superstar!
I didn't mean it like that. I just didn't know how it worked in
you
that situation.
It. Terry, do you want that stuff?
Yeah.
Do you want that stuff that Owen sweated into?
Put it on. Put it on.
No, put it on.
Put it on right
now.
They want you to put it on.
Gross. So gross. Oh.
Oh. My second baby was conceived in that mask.
Sarah, this is the end of Hereditary, too. I don't know how this happened.
All right. Well, congratulations, Terry. And apologies to the quote unquote losers tonight. No, the other name tags aren't losers. They just don't get to take all this stuff.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Katie. Brian, aren't you glad I didn't choose you? You get both arms.
Doug is just throwing skeleton arms into a bag.
That's cool.
Now let's really see how my arm is.
Oh, yeah. Just whipping baseballs into the audience.
Where's Katie? Hey. Oh, shit.
No. Underhand that thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's just, it's, I would love to throw a baseball in here, but that's such a bad idea.
Wait, let's get a round of shots up to the stage and then throw the baseball.
That's not. That's not the plan.
This is, I hope this is what the Q&A's for A League of Their Own were like when that film first came out. Just throwing baseballs in the theater. What was?
I was hoping that it would roll up the stairs. Up,
yeah.
I was hoping it would roll up to her, but it's right there if you need it, Katie.
It's like a scene from The Conjuring.
Oh, look at this. Oh,
it's rolling. Look,
throw
it's like mousetrap.
Yeah, throw it.
Throw it to someone else. Anybody.
Arch it. Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Katie, that was incredible.
I knew it would get there eventually. And Terry, you can have your poster back there. Because you've got to hang on to that, and we can give Vanessa hers back, and the baseball's already back. Okay. Owen.
Yes?
You got a movie.
Yes.
It's called Mercy Black. It yes. will be out sometime somewhere.
Yeah, and actually, it stars your co-star from Mr. Roosevelt, Daniel Pineda, is in it. And,
oh, very
and
nice.
And Janine Garofalo is in it as well.
What? In yeah. a scary-ass movie?
Yes, she's really, really good. And Austin Emilio from Walking Dead and a lot of other incredible actors. It's a damn good film.
All right. I'm glad that you're proud
it.
Of it. I'm
I
glad you're proud
made
of it.
It.
And we look forward to seeing it, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, Mercy Black.
Doug Mellard, when can we fart safari again?
I'll actually be, this drops like real soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be actually headlining Cap City Tuesday to Thursday of next week, 19 through 21. So
right here in out. Austin. It's
yeah,
a
right here
club.
In Austin, Texas. So come on out, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and find my dog, the luckiest penny, on Instagram.
Oh.
She's a...
God damn it.
She has so many more thousands and thousands of followers than I do, and she's adorable. At the luckiest penny on Instagram.
What kind of dog is it?
A brown dog.
But it's small and adorable and has its own Instagram.
Yeah, I get really sad. And, you know, I'm not jealous at all that she has more followers, but it's okay.
Okay.
She gets sponsors and I don't, but that's fine. She got a sponsor from this.
Oh, we're still talking about it?
Sorry. I'm not upset.
And thanks, Doug. And Harbar Superstar, you can see him tonight at Cheer Up Charlie's at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Closing down South By.
That's
the
happening.
Last night of music, yep. Last night of film. He ends it all. And what else can they do to follow you?
You can go to harmarsuperstar.com or follow all of those social media, that same name on all the platforms. Or Heartbones 2, that's another project that I'm doing down here this week. It's a new band that I have with Sabrina Ellis, like I said earlier. And we're finishing an album right now and playing random shows here and there. And just looking forward to the House of Wax soundtrack to come out on Record Store Day, because there's actually a Harmar song on there from the remake from like a long time with the Paris Hilton one.
There is?
Yeah. So that's going to be on vinyl, I just found out, which I think is kind of hilarious. It'll probably be in some dumb colors, and I'll get one.
That's that movie where Paris Hilton dies, but not soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Douglas Movies is back at Zany's in Nashville on Saturday, April 13th at 4:20 as part of the Wild West Comedy Festival. One more time for all of my guests, Harmar Superstar, Doug Mellard, Owen Edgerton. Cue up that end theme because I'm about to say, as always, positive energy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.